Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And just shut the fuck up, Randy. The music played, you didn't hear it.
Oh, there was no music.
Of course, there was. Everybody hears the fucking music except you.
What's wrong with you? And what is up, Jay? A.K.A. Blanderson Hooper.
What is up, Craig? How are you? Everything here is just dandy.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm in a great mood today. Great mood.
Well, we know why. Please subscribe to the one podcast that has no bounds, because tonight we are about to take you to the depths of Blandy's colon.
That's true.
What are you about to do, Blandy? This is something, by the way, we wanted to do with Barry last season.
And he chickened out.
Chickened out.
Like a little bitch.
I mean, Barry was about to have his colonoscopy.
Chickening out, I don't know if I would put it that way.
Well, we wanted you to drink.
I don't feel comfortable doing it. That's what you said. You didn't feel comfortable doing it.
So tonight, Blandy is drinking his drink. That's emptying his system out live on the show. You've already had one drink. How long were you in the bathroom earlier?
Well, I drank it at 5:30, like I was supposed to. Was done by 5:45.
Which is impressive in and of itself to get that shit down.
By 6:08. I was in the bathroom, and I was not out of the bathroom until 7:15, and that is not an exaggeration at all. I spent a good 67 minutes straight crapping my brains out.
That's wild.
And you can't eat all day?
Last thing I had was breakfast at 8:30 this morning.
What'd you have for breakfast? Was it something big?
Just some cereal, because you can't.
You said you had bone broth?
Yes, during the course of the day. Organic bone broth, yeah.
I tried to have that, and to me, that was like worse than the drink. It was so bad.
Is that
I guess
soup?
Maybe it was like chicken broth, but I don't know. It must have been the one that I bought. It was awful.
Do you have to have one from the store, or can you have it homemade chicken broth?
Oh, yeah. You could have it homemade. It's got to be clear.
I don't know. I got it from a place.
All right. Blandy, why don't you start taking that drink right now?
Okay.
As we do the Bet Online ad read.
Just so everybody's aware, I'm only going with half of the second thing instead of the whole thing, because I just don't think I need the full thing.
I think you should drink the full thing.
Well, now, is this the same exact mixture that you drank the first time, or is this a little bit different?
It's the same thing. At least I think so. I mean, unless the containers are two different things, it smells the same.
But it's not labeled like drink B, where the other one's drink
A?
No,
I don't think so.
What time are you getting fisted tomorrow?
9 o'clock is when it starts. And remember, this is not just the colonoscopy. I'm having the colonoscopy and the endoscopy done at the same time.
Well, they bleaching your anus at the same time as well? You're getting the trifecta?
Yeah, I'm getting...
Did they offer that up to you?
Both ways. I'm getting it.
Is that like a is that a 69?
I don't know if you'd call it that.
Yeah. Can I tell you, my son, hold on. Well, while we're on it, my son had a birthday party last weekend. We went to Topgolf. We took 11 of his friends to Topgolf. So on the way home, I'm driving home three of his friends.
Okay.
These kids are 10.
Right.
And they're playing stupid games in the back, tic-tac-toe, rock, paper, scissors. And then they're like, guess the number I'm thinking of. And the kid's like, 0 to 10. He's like, no, you know what? 0 to 70,000. Guess the number I'm thinking of. I'm going to pick the best numbers. And I'm just driving. And then this kid goes, well, they start guessing like they're ever going to get it, right? 12,300. No. They're guessing for all. And he's like, all right, here's the number. It's a really good one. Then he goes, 69,420. Aww.
Okay, so I thought you were going to say 69, wow. But 69,420.
Holy cow.
Wow. And I'm just driving and I'm not even going to fucking react to that.
Wow.
There's no way they know what any of that means.
Those are just numbers, right? that they know are bad, or they know there's something about them, but they don't know what it is.
It was so fucking weird. And the moaning with it.
And they're 10.
I'm moaning. And they're 10, barely.
But I will remind you, though. I mean, just
they're
as
they're not even 10. My son's like the oldest one. I'm talking about 9-year-olds.
If you remember, when we were in fifth grade, Craig, we were in the same fifth grade class.
There are 10-year-olds in fifth grade.
What happened in fifth grade?
We would do dirty Mad Libs.
Do you have any of them still? You're a hoarder.
No. I don't. I don't have any of those things.
Barry, would it shock you if he had them?
It shocks me that he doesn't have them.
Don't you remember us doing that?
I don't, actually.
Yeah, John Traeger was the one behind that, and we did dirty Mad Libs all the time in class. We ended up
You're giving full names out of people now.
We got in trouble once. Somebody went to the teacher and told the teacher what we were doing.
And where would we do that?
Like in the back corner.
Back corner of what?
Of the classroom.
We would do Mad Libs?
Yeah. Like when we had like free time, we would do dirty Mad Libs. You really don't remember that?
We were fucking cool. Who is the teacher?
Mrs. Beaupelant.
I didn't have a Mrs. Beaupelant.
Yes, you did in fifth grade, Craig.
I don't remember that at all.
It was Christian. It was Ira. We were all in the same class.
We did dirty Mad Libs.
Yes. John was in that class. All right, wait, hold on.
I'm starting. We have to get the ad in. Okay. You start. All the major sports are in action this week with the college football playoffs ready to kick off. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Probably. How'd that first sip go down?
Looked disgusting.
It's gross.
The face you made was terrible. Barry made the face, too.
I made the face. I'm not even drinking. It's bringing me back to when I did it last year. Oof.
What if we start barfing right now? Uh-huh. Watching you drink that.
I trained mine during the All-Star game last year, the NBA All-Star game.
Bet Online is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info, including all the news for pro football, the NBA, upcoming fights, and the NHL games this season. Head to the website today to get in on the action and see all the updated odds for the week. Remember to use promo code BLEAV to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. He's chugging that shit, Barry.
Yeah. He wants to get it over with.
Here we go.
Like pulling off a band-aid.
Yeah.
Here comes the shit.
You got
it. Out of Blandy's ass.
You figure I got 30, 35 minutes before I'm going to have to run out of here.
What is the over-under, Barry? I think it should be 15 minutes.
15?
15. From now.
I'm going to say 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
10-16.
So you're taking
right now,
the over. So. I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're going to go to the bathroom by 10:30. You're rushing out.
That's kind of quick. It's faster than before.
I like to take risks.
All I know is...
All right, Blandy. Yeah. Why don't you play the first voice? I just made a voicemail montage of her. Limited voicemails this week. Ralph. I think Ralph was feeling a little hurt that we played none of his voicemails last week when he called in a billion times. So he called in twice this week.
Okay, so I'd play them if you put them in the chat, but you didn't do that.
Oh, fuck. So. I forgot to put them in the chat.
So I can't do that.
All right, so while I do that, who's driving you to the appointment tomorrow?
My mother. My mother is taking me.
Very nice. Barry, what was yours like? Because I have to schedule mine soon.
Mine was...
What do you remember of the procedure?
The procedure itself was fine. I remember them putting me under.
And then within
6 seconds, you're out. And then the next thing you know, you're waking up, you know.
Can you explain, you go in.
You go in, you're in a... They put you in a gown.
Like one of those hospital gowns with the table. Back open?
What's that?
With the back open?
Yeah, with the back open. And if I remember right, I think they told me to lay on my side before I went out to make it easier for them.
Yeah.
Do you lay on your side before they give you anything to knock you out?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. And then they put the mask on you and you just breathe in. And
do and they let you, like, when out. You lay on your side, do they let you get comfortable?
Yeah.
Like, situate yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And are you lay on your side, like, in the fetal position or, like, straight?
Like, in the semi-fetal.
Yeah. It just makes it easier. So.
And how many people are in there with you?
More than there should be. There was, like, I think it was, like, 4 or 5 people in there.
Four or five people?
Yeah.
Four or five?
Yeah, four or five people. The main doctor that I know. And then there's like 2 other people by his side. You got the person that was doing the oxygen, yep, you know, for you, or the anesthesiologist. Yeah. You know?
Oh, wow. I didn't think it would be that many.
Yeah.
That see you lay on your side with your ass out?
Yeah, you're laying on your side. I mean, they you know, they'll lift up the flap when they're ready. So your ass isn't out, but it's, you know, out enough, I guess.
Now, why can't they give you like a onesie type thing with just the butt open?
A onesie?
Wouldn't that be more comfortable?
With like a butt, like with one button holding a flap, like underneath your undercarriage?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Is it?
How would you get
it? That's fucking ridiculous. Have you gotten one of these before yet?
I've actually had 2 of them before.
At the same doctor?
Yeah. So this will be the 3rd time this guy's been in my ass. And
how were the nurses at this doctor?
I don't remember the last time I did it, so I feel
like Blandy always gets good nurses.
I don't know.
Is that not true, Barry?
Yeah, I feel like that's a truism.
Can you play the voicemails now, Blandy?
Yeah, yes, I can. You ready?
Next win, next win, next win. Well, hell, we lost. Knicks lose, Knicks lose. Motherfucker, it's Murder Jim. Hey, yeah, man, I don't know that last game. I mean, the fucking Jazz? Jesus Christ. I don't know what's going on with defense, man. It looks sad. There's like holes. Hey, that old fucking Swiss cheese. Fucking terrible, man. But I wanted to tell you, man, actually, the last show you guys did was fucking, seriously, that was the funniest fucking show. I laughed so hard. I'm on the fucking bus, right? I'm on a train. And fucking, I'm laughing. People thought I was like mental. But it was funny, so funny, man. I love it. And I hope that, I hope that Blandy's all right with those dangerous fucking 11-year-olds, man. It's tough out there, man. It's tough. All right. Tough. Love you guys. Bye. Merge him out.
Has anything happened with that, Blandy?
Yeah, any update? Well, on the kid that got up in your face?
I do have an update. He, because of that, and he also got into a fight in one of the boys' bathrooms. Did I tell you that last week?
No.
We talked or no? Apparently like a day later or a day before, he had gotten into a fist fight in the boys' bathroom with an eighth grader who's like three times his size. Another kid taped it because that's what these stupid kids do. And he got 5 days suspension. He was out of school, supposed to be back tomorrow. And then the cops were at the school today because there was something with a threat in a text thread with a picture of a gun. And he is out for another 5 days.
Really?
Just 5 days for that?
Well, that's the most you could get for an out-of-school suspension. Anything more than that, you have to have a superintendent's hearing.
So wait, is this a gun that he had?
I think that's state law, actually.
Is this a gun that he had in his possession or at his house?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I just know that a photograph, whether it was, you know, something he got off the... There was a picture of a gun. Something was threatened.
Well, I guess in any event, it's a threat.
Yeah. Regardless. And so the cops were there taking statements, and he is out another 5 days.
And what are you allowed to share? Last time you said he had to write an apology letter to you.
Yes.
Are you allowed to share how that went?
I don't have
it. You showed us a photo of what it kind of looked
like. Yeah, I still don't have it because he got suspended and now he's suspended again. So until he comes back and finishes it, which point I've been told by the assistant principal that I could either accept it or I cannot accept it. I'm leaning towards just being like, fuck no, you know?
Yeah, but what did he write?
I don't remember offhand. I do know that he worked on it so hard that he spelled my name wrong. So
wait a second. I'm so confused. You showed us a photo that had nothing written on it.
Right. Here's the deal. He was told to go home that night and write an apology letter. He came in the next day with a crumpled up piece of paper with about three sentences on it that were like illegible. He was told, no good. Learn how to write an apology letter. He started
to
write
one. Who told him that? You or the
assistant principal? The
assistant principal. Okay.
Oh, so the photo you sent us, it was a crumbled up piece of paper with like just three lines written on it. That's not what he...
That's essentially what he did the first time. Then he started to write another one, like a real one, on a piece of loose leaf paper, like with actual stuff about how he behaved and that sort of thing, but he didn't finish it. And then he was sent out for 5 days, and now he's being sent out for another 5 days. So I don't have it in my possession. I was shown it, like, this is what's being worked on, but that's it.
Okay. Are you going to accept it?
Like I said, I'm leaning towards no. I'm leaning towards
no. What happens then? He's got to do it again?
No. Then he does, I don't accept his apology. That's that.
That sounds childish.
Yeah. All right. Well, why do I need to accept his apology?
How does that work? Does he gives it to you and you say, I either do accept or I do not accept?
I could just say I appreciate the effort, but no thanks. I'm good.
To the kid.
But then isn't that like reinforcing a lesson that shows that, you know, why bother apologizing to anybody?
It shows that people don't automatically have to accept your apology. That's what it shows.
That's a lesson. That is a lesson.
Yeah. You can't do whatever you want and then be like, oh, I apologize. And be like, all right, it's cool.
Right. All right.
Then what if you're like...
There's a lesson there.
What if he again writes a terrible letter?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, I just want to thank you. That apology that you spent so much time on, like it really felt good. All those nice things you said about me, and you just go the total opposite. Like, so he doesn't want to apologize, but you're like saying that he did. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like reverse psychology? Like, oh yeah, my gosh.
It was so good
great.
That I read it to all of my classes.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I told everybody how bad you felt.
And how sorry you were.
Yeah, how sorry you were and how much you respect me
that
now.
That would probably really piss him off.
And yeah, you know, granted, like, some kids called you a little bitch, but, you know.
Well, just as an aside, the other kid, the kid that I initially said take out your earbuds to before this even started, I had a thing with him today. Because, you know, I told you about the rules. There's no hoods, no earbuds, no backpacks. He's in the hallway with his hood up.
Oh, no backpacks either?
No. Backpack on, earbuds in. And I said,
wait, you can't ever put a backpack on in your school?
They're allowed to have string bags, kids, not backpacks.
My kids never take their backpacks off. They go from class to class with their heavy backpacks.
It comes from the parents. It's because of the kids and putting too much in their backpacks and hurting their backs, whatever.
My kids have
string bags are okay. Full backpacks, no. Okay.
Okay.
So I was like, I need you to take out your earbuds. No joke. This is the response. What are you going to do about it? I said, excuse me? What are you going to do about it? Not like, what are you going to do about it? What you gonna do about it? That I said, well, so what, I'm an adult and you're a kid, so I'm not going to do anything about it. I said, I can't make you, but, you know, oh yeah, what are you going to do about it? He just kept repeating, what are you going to do about it? I was like, do you realize what you sound like? And he was with another kid. And I was like, you know, Steve here.
You said that? You said, do you realize what you sound like?
Yeah. I said, Steve here. I said, Steve, you follow the rules all the time, right? And he's like, yeah. I said, so how does it make you feel that your friend here thinks that the rules don't apply to him? And he's like, well, it bothers me. And then the other kid was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I'm going, oh, there you go. And as I'm going like this, he's like, well, look at you moving your arms. He's like, you're goofy. You're just goofy. You're goofy. I honestly, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is happening? What is happening?
Oh, no.
That I said,
what is happening to your job?
I said,
job?
Okay. I said, I'm goofy. I said, but I'm the adult here and you're just the child. So I'm just walking away. And he walked away muttering under his breath and cursing because another teacher heard him. But what are you going to do about it? No joke. Kid's not even 5 feet tall. So, I mean, you know. Pretty easy to say, what are you going to do about it to an adult when you're a kid and you know that the adult can't do anything about it? I don't know what's going on. I really don't. It's like all of a sudden the school has turned into just, it's like a fucking zoo.
Have you asked, like, what's recommended that you do about it? It just sounds like you're in a war of words.
I just report it. That's it. That's all I can do.
So is it even worth asking them to do it? Maybe should you just report it?
Well, at this point now, I'm not going to engage with him because it's pointless. Because then it happened a period later where a buddy of mine was like, take out your earbuds. Just ignored him. And he's like, oh, all right, the rules don't apply to you, I guess. And he's like, yeah, you're goofy. You're goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
Jesus Christ, this sounds like a nightmare, man. This is like going back to high school or middle school.
It's like you got like a 12-year-old kid who's picking on you, but thinks that he's tough because he's picking on you. Except he's a 12-year-old kid. You can't do anything. You can't say anything. So like,
that's true. You're being bullied.
Like, what are you going to do? I can't do anything about it other than just report it.
That's annoying.
So... cool times, good times. How about them Knicks, huh?
Yeah, so, yeah, how about them Knicks? I mean, we got all the Knicks talking in Ralph's voicemails.
Oh, we did? Knicks win, Knicks lost. Deep dive.
How about deep that dive. Jazz loss? Brunson, Barrett, and Grimes and Hart were combined 0 for 20 from 3.
Yeah, but Randall, and those are some of their DiVincenzo, and Quickly shooters. Were combined awesome.
Yeah, well, combined awesome can't beat a Jazz team that sucks right now.
I mean, we shot 9 for 39, right, from 3? 9 for 39? I mean, you can't win a game
probably,
like
they were all from those guys that Barry just mentioned.
Look, I'm only going to talk about positives, and I'm positive that RJ Barrett sucks ass. He sucks, man. Done.
The few games before this last one, he wasn't terrible.
He was good to open the season. Since then,
when Julius was down, and now that Julius is Julius,
can we put him in a trade already? I'm ready. I'm ready for the trade.
Give him a break, Barry. He had a fucking migraine for like a week. A migraine, which is like a headache.
And what did he have? What did he have against Utah?
Nothing.
He had absolutely nothing. He had absolutely nothing. He looked so, when he plays bad, he looks so bad.
Oh, he just looks like he's throwing the ball up towards the rim.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I'm convinced. I said this, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, but I feel like he's plateaued as far as where he's going to be at in his career, and that's it. But he's definitely got to be included in that next game. I'm not going to miss him. Would you miss him if he was off this team?
No.
No, the talent isn't good enough where it's like where he's off the table.
I don't think anyone should be off the table aside from Brunson. There's not one player I would desperately miss. Maybe Quickly.
Right, but I mean, you got to have... I feel like I have an even greater appreciation for Julius Randle than I have at any point. And that's after two All-NBA seasons. The guy is just dominant on offense, and especially now. Remember, we saw a trend in his play where he was putting up like 10 three-pointers a game. And now he's gotten rid of that, and he just takes it to the hoop. He's putting up a shitload of points. He's racking up the assists. He's rebounding the ball. I mean, this version of Julius Randle is the best that we've seen.
And that dunk the other night was spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That dunk in the Toronto game, a close game in the third quarter. You know, your last game at home for, you know, I don't, what is this, an eight-game road trip that they're going to be on? Or I forget how long the road trip is.
It's going to be tough.
The last game there, for him to dunk it like he did with two hands, raise himself up, smack that backboard, get a tee, doesn't care. And then to have that interaction with the fans, which we haven't seen that type of reaction, where he's getting them up, pumping them up. Give me more of that. Direct that energy in that place.
You don't think that you're just like, there's so many ups and downs with Randle. You're just on a high right now with Randle. I mean, in 2 weeks,
this
you might
stretch,
be against
though,
him again.
I mean, it's been a long stretch of games now.
He's been playing well, yeah.
And again, the quality of play, this isn't like he's taking better shots. You know, it's not just like, I remember that first All-NBA season when he was just hot and he would take those 20-foot baseline fadeaway jumpers falling out of bounds and it just seemed like they would hit 70% of the time. These aren't that. This is consistent effort to take shots in and around the paint, to take advantage of mismatches. It's just smart play and playing to his strengths. And this is like, I mean, talk about sustainability. This is his game. It's and to me, it's at a truly another level.
Blandy, by the way.
He's struggling now.
Yeah. Is struggling. I've lost the bet. It's now 10:34.
Yeah, we're at about 18 minutes from when you said
Blandy's
that.
Blandy's almost done with the drink. He's holding up a finger right now as he chugs the final sip.
Oh, he's drinking the last of it and he gets it down.
It.
Good job.
Give me a... Ugh. Do you have to make
those
faces?
Have in the what's in the chaser cup? Water?
Just water. Just water.
Yeah. I thought you're supposed to mix that shit with Gatorade, I thought.
No, this you mix with water.
You didn't mix yours with anything, Barry?
I can't
remember.
I feel remember.
Like everyone tells me you mix it with something.
And I definitely diluted it with something. Chugging. I can't remember if it was water or another drink.
Yeah, this was just
well,
water.
If they ever needed Randle to be good, it's now because we're fucking going to miss
good old
Mr.
Mitch.
Robinson.
That and Jalen Brunson is not himself the last couple of games. He's been awful.
Is he having an ankle issue?
I mean, he heard it the other day a few times. Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of it. But he was shitty against Utah. And
it's
seven
nice,
turnovers
it's
nice against
Toronto. What they
Toronto.
All did the first game Mitch was out when they announced the surgery. You see they all wore Mitch t-shirts for warm-ups. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I rarely watch warm-ups.
There was a photo of them all wearing like different Mitchell Robinson shirts. Literally every Nick.
I saw in the Garden of Dreams night, they were all wearing Mitchell Robinson jerseys. Like any of the kids that performed or doing stuff with the team, they all had Mitch Robinson jerseys.
Oh, really? You mean like the kids that were announcing and doing all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, the PA announcer, the Star Spangled Banner, the little honorary Nick that, you know, girl that came out with the team. I
feel so bad for him. He seems like such a good guy. What? It was like, a couple weeks ago that story came out about Butch Stockton, and he's living with him.
Now he and Butch have a lot of time to
in
chill.
In New York.
They fucking do.
They've got a lot of
Mitch
time to
Mitch finally has his, it seems like, we were talking, he's got his body together, he looks stronger, he's probably going to be less injury prone, and then he fucking just goes down.
Yeah, that's a
for
shame,
two
bro.
Months.
That's a shame.
In the middle of a season that he's having a great season.
Right, and we don't even know if he'll be back. It's just he'll be reevaluated, right, in 8 weeks?
Well, he'll be back. This isn't like a season-ending type
injury.
Right,
but they said they're going to reevaluate after
eight weeks.
Because
they don't want to rush him back.
He might just not be back in 2 months, maybe back in 3 months.
Right. That's the thing. What if he's not progressing quickly enough?
Well, Taj will hold down his spot, and Hartenstein does what he does.
So how are you guys liking the last time we were on, Grimes was starting and we were talking about would you bring him to the bench?
Right. I mean,
next
I was
game,
wrong.
They made that move.
He's doing much better with the second unit, that's for sure.
He sure is.
Aside from the last game, he is obviously had two really good games off the bench.
And has it affected DiVincenzo in a negative way?
No.
You know, I mean, he didn't see the ball as much in the Toronto game, but he fucking helped bring them back in the fourth quarter against Utah. He was on fire.
What did he have? 21?
A lot of rebounds.
21 in the game? Something like that?
I know he had like 13 or 14 in the fourth. He hit 3 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. He's great. I mean, he's just a great fucking basketball player and fun to watch, Dante.
It's
oh,
been
and I don't know if you
change.
Guys picked up on it, by the way. Thank you. I was just going to bring up Clyde. Because Clyde didn't call the last two games. I don't know if you noticed before that. Clyde has waved the white flag on trying to say DiVincenzo. You won't catch him saying it anymore. I don't know if somebody got in his ear.
He doesn't try?
He only calls him, sometimes he calls him Devo, and sometimes he calls him Debo. But he'll never call him DiVincenzo or Dante anymore. He's always Debo.
Like Debo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes. Sometimes he says Devo, sometimes Debo. That's all he calls him now. All game.
I like Devo.
But good for him. I mean, that's realizing, look, you know, you lost the fight. You can't say the fucking name. Give up.
How difficult is it to say the name? It's not like saying, you know, it's not like it's Giannis's last name.
It is his profession to speak.
I mean.
Right? But I guess he don't give a shit.
It's not the hardest name in the world.
It's not.
It's a lot of sounds he's got to make. He's not good with a lot of sounds.
I mean, I guess. Jesus.
All right.
Good old Clyde.
You all hear that music. You know what time it is, Barry.
What time is it?
What time is it, Craig?
It's time to see if Blandy takes a shit during his news segment.
I'm fine right now. I only just finished.
How long did it take to kick in on the first drink? You said it was fast.
But he also
By
said
By the time
he
I was done,
left.
It took about 23 minutes, but I only just finished. So.
Oh, shit. So how long is this news segment?
It's not going to be 23
minutes.
Got to
stretch this out. Maybe during the close.
Although, truthfully, I am starting to feel some stomach pains already, some cramps.
Beautiful. So, you have a bucket over there, or are you going to have to run away?
No, well, the bathroom's right behind me, so.
Wouldn't you like to see him do it right here?
Let me tell you, before.
On the Zoom.
Not only was
I
in
audio.
There. No, not only was I in there for an hour, but I got like massive chills. I was freezing. My blood pressure dropped so much. It was not a good situation. You know what?
That's a bad situation for us.
Yeah. No, for me, not for us, but for me.
I'd like to hear the original audio, like that clip extended, because that does not sound like Daniel to me.
Okay. I don't have the original. I just have that. So.
What do you got, Blandy?
Excuse me. It's coming up here. All right. Here we go. We start off with Draymond Green. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Good old Draymond Green. Suspended indefinitely by the NBA for the incident that occurred on Tuesday night against the Phoenix Suns between him and Yusef Nurkic. Flagrant 2, tossed out of the game. He claims that he was just trying to get free. Just turned around and fucking belted him in the goddamn head. Suspension starts immediately. Joe Dumars said that the indefinite suspension is solely based on his repeated issues with discipline, and that he will be required to meet certain league and team conditions before he returns to play.
You think Draymond took his earbuds out when he was in sixth grade and he was told to?
So probably not. I don't know. He doesn't seem like that. I got
You didn't buy his excuse that he's not like really who he can't do this 360 punch,
dude,
in such a coordinated way.
How many fucking times are you going to do the same kind of shit and claim that it wasn't on purpose? I mean, how many times? It's always him. It's always him. So at this point, that's his reputation. So even if it was an accident, which there's no way this was, you're getting screwed over. Like it's just
if it was
simple.
Like a 6 foot, you know, point guard that was guarding him, then his arm would have went over the guy's head and he wouldn't have made contact.
He made his own bed, you know, man. He brought Nurkic it on himself.
He knows who's defending him.
At some
him.
Point, you. But he always claims that his body's just a little like out of control, right? Sort of like he kicks people in the balls, 360 punch to the face.
Choking fingernail somebody. To the eyeball.
Choking somebody.
Sure, I mean, choking somebody seems pretty intentional.
Punching a teammate in the face. Here's a quote from Kevin Durant, who was asked about, you know, what he thought about the suspension.
Yeah, that was insane to see. Glad Nurk is all right. Never seen that before in a basketball court in an NBA game. I hope Draymond gets the help he needs. It's been incident after incident. So I know Draymond, and that's not, you know, he doesn't, he hasn't been that way when I was around him and coming into the league. So hopefully he gets the help he needs and get back on the court. And
yeah, hopefully he gets the help that he needs. Good for him.
But didn't he just say that's not Draymond?
That's not the Draymond he knows, but he said, I hope he gets the help that he needs.
Bullshit.
Who's the Draymond?
He's trying to get in Draymond's head.
He was just there.
Listen.
This was Draymond back then too, wasn't it?
And the two of them got into it. Yeah. You know, not physically.
It's one of the reasons why he left, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't Durant on that team when Draymond punched?
No.
No, that was
just last year.
Oh, that was Poole last year.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Zion Williamson, looking kind of fat. Looking kind of fat lately.
That's the word around the league.
The Pelicans have repeatedly stressed to him that he needs to work on his diet and conditioning. And apparently he just does not listen. Apparently he is well known in the really, really high-end good eateries in the New Orleans area. He does have a clause in his contract when he signed that max contract about his body weight. I think it's at 295. He's not supposed to be above. And also his body fat percentage. But clearly something's going on.
When it comes to his nutrition and like following strict stuff, maybe he's just lackadaisical.
I should have gotten that. I didn't have it. It seems like he's lackadaisical about his conditioning. I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear Stephen A's take on this?
Yes, about the chefs.
I chopped this up a little bit, but
Zion Williamson, he looks fat.
Is that it?
He looks fat. Zion Williamson went to the free throw line the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw a belly. A belly. Like when he took a deep breath, his belly bounced. That kind of belly. I mean, damn. But you look like you showed up to the game having just ate a buffet. Not something from the buffet. I said the buffet. Like you ate the damn table.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not apparently, I thought you were talking about the clip. Didn't he say something about like all the chefs?
Yeah, New Orleans. That's what I just said. They know.
Yeah.
I know Shaq and Barkley got on him a little bit, but you could tell like he is not in shape, and he just the effort is not there. I don't know what that dude's issue is, but at this point he is a massive waste of talent. Massive waste. What else? The Pistons have now lost 21 straight games. They started the season 2-1. They are now 2-22. It is the third longest losing streak in the history of the lead. I think the Cavs and the Sixers have the record with 20-26, which is pretty crazy. Hall of Famer George McGinnis recently just died at the age of 73 following complications from cardiac arrest. He was a multiple-time All-Star in both the ABA and the NBA, Hall of Famer. And just one last thing, even though this shit is stupid, but the All-Star voting starts on Tuesday the 19th. And we'll run through January 20th. So,
oh wow, it goes but, on for a month.
Yeah, but that's the way basketball bounces.
You weren't gonna. You're not talking about that LeBron news.
From which one
was it? It was that part of the last show.
What LeBron?
The Ime Udoka LeBron stuff. Did you read about that?
Oh, I didn't. We didn't talk about it last week. No, we didn't get to it. And it happened in between. What, the fact that Ime Udoka called him a bitch and told him to stop being a bitch, and LeBron was like, I'm an adult, I'm a man, you know, don't speak to me like, don't call me a bitch.
No, I think Ime called, they're like, the audio came out.
Yeah, he said you're crying like a bitch.
He called him
like
a soft ass boy.
And he also and said he was crying LeBron, like a bitch.
Did he say bitch?
I believe so. I'm pretty
there
sure.
There was a lot of talk about him being called boy by Udoka.
I think he called him a bitch. Ime Udoka. And LeBron was like, don't call me a bitch.
I mean, who is Udoka to call LeBron James anything?
Yeah, and then Udoka was like, you're walking over here like you're going to do something. Yeah. Stop crying like bitches, man. LeBron, we're all grown men. That bitch word ain't cool. So, and then Udoka said, soft ass boy, stop bitching, acting like you're going to do something. Yeah.
Do they have history?
I don't know. I have it. You want me to play it or no?
You have the audio?
I believe so, yeah.
Sure.
You can't really see it. It's just... Soft-ass boy. Stop bitching. I'm going to do something.
Yeah. What you going to do about it?
That's like, yeah. It's like what happened to me. It's like what happened to me. What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it?
Well, why don't you call that kid a soft-ass boy? See what
he
happens.
Also, like, when he did it to me, he did, you know, what you going to do about it? What you going to do about it?
Oh, kicking his head back?
Yeah.
And what, his chin up?
What? What you going to do about it? I ain't gonna do nothing about it. I mean, I can't. But yeah, that's essentially the same situation.
Similar. You're yeah. Ime.
Very, very.
And the kid's LeBron.
Pretty much, yeah.
And there's nothing you're gonna do about it.
No, there's nothing I'm gonna do about it.
But feel I feel good that you don't have to deal with that shit tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Although I emailed my administrators and I got back an email saying, sorry you had to deal with this. We'll take a look. Thanks. Cool, man, cool.
Is this like an epidemic at your school where a lot of teachers getting shit like this?
We're
or is
having
it just
a lot
you?
Of issues, yes. A lot. It's post-pandemic stuff.
Andrew's still in your school, right?
Yeah.
Does he, what about him?
He was called Goofy today also when he told the kid.
Really?
You're Goofy. You're Goofy.
Goofy's a is word that's being used now?
Is I don't know why. Is his classroom near yours?
Right across the hall, yeah.
So he sees some of this shit go down?
Hmm?
It's got to feel good to have him as backup right there. You're right across the hall.
Backup for what? What's going to happen? You know.
When you fucking get jumped one day, maybe someone can jump in. You don't think there's a chance one of these... How old are they?
Well, 12. One's 11, one's 12.
That
I think both of them are crazy enough to do that if they got pissed off enough, without a doubt.
And what do you know what you would do in that situation?
Well, you'd have to try to defend yourself without really going on the offensive. You end up getting sued.
Are you trained in how to react?
No.
Are you're not allowed to throw a punch back?
No. You basically just have to kind of cover up and hope somebody else comes over to break it up.
But then they're probably not going to want to put their hands on the kid either. Because even if them just pulling the kid off of you, the kid falls the wrong way, it could look like the teacher threw him.
You just got to hope that, you know, cameras get everything and that's that.
Do you have security nearby or no?
We have security in the school.
But what, a lot?
Two. And they're constantly walking around. They're ex-cops.
They armed?
No, not armed, but they're ex-city cops.
They might need to beef up security in your hall.
Just an FYI, my stomach is rumbling.
I know, that's what I'm just trying to kill
time
right
now.
You're
dragging this out here, but I'm going to have to...
We got the music playing. I just want to hear you...
Do we want to talk about tomorrow night at all, really quick?
What's tomorrow night?
It's the White Elephant. Not tomorrow night, Saturday night. It's the White Elephant.
I might have an issue, which is really funny.
My gift is arriving tomorrow.
My babysitter texted me today that she tested positive for COVID.
No, then you need to find another one.
Well,
you only have one babysitter?
Looking, but I got it at like 8 o'clock tonight. Well, she tested positive for COVID, but she's had it for 5 days or something. So we have to decide if we're comfortable with her. And if not, find someone else.
Right.
Yeah, you need to figure that out.
Yeah. Are you ready? You guys got your gifts?
No, mine comes in the mail tomorrow.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say it's an 8.
Barry?
I think this could be the best gift I've ever gotten.
Really? Is it good because it's stupid or it's actually something
people
would want?
I think it's cool. I think it's good. I think everybody would like it.
Oh,
man or woman will like it.
Yeah.
Mine's certainly practical. It's not a stupid gift. So I think
mine
it's halfway
practical
decent.
Too. It's not stupid.
Yeah. Like, I didn't mind spending the money on it. I didn't think it was a waste of money.
Would you be happy if you ended up with it?
Yeah, I think it would come in handy for me.
Yeah, shitty gift, I can tell.
No.
You barely want it.
No, I think, I could definitely get good use out of it.
Good use out of it.
Yeah.
Barry, you'd want yours.
Sure. I've
got to
get
outside.
I have to get outside wrapping paper. You guys worry about that?
What?
You guys think about that?
What?
I can't use wrapping paper that's in my house. I have to get outside wrapping paper.
Oh.
From outside the house. I don't want my wife to
just wrap it in newspaper then.
That's not attractive.
So what? It's just getting torn off anyway.
Nice. I've got gift wrap at work.
What kind of food are we going to have?
Just apps. You know, frozen apps that we heat up. We got some like mac and cheese balls. Fried mac and cheese balls. We got
wings?
Some buffalo, not wings. We got like buffalo chicken. They're kind of like taquitos. We've got, what else do we have?
Pigs in a blanket?
Pigs in a blanket, yep, okay. We do. And there was one other one.
Chicken tenders?
Got a box of... I don't know, some type of other...
That's it? So four apps.
Cheese or stuff into... Well, Craig's wife is bringing a charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah, maybe. She's well known for those.
Yep. And, cookies. Somebody's bringing cookies. I think Kate's bringing cookies.
Everyone's got to bring something. Jay, what are you bringing?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Jay's bringing wine and dessert.
I am?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. That sounds good. Holy shit.
Informed me.
Enough wine for everybody? That's a lot of wine.
Not everybody's going to drink wine.
Would drink at least a bottle. No?
I may have an edible.
Are we going to watch the Knick game there, Barry? It's going to be a tough position. It's a West Coast game.
The next like, three games are like 10 o'clock or 10:30.
So we got to put it on at that point.
No. I'm not going to put it on. No, I like to, because I want to watch. I want to be focused. I'm not going to watch. I'll watch it the next day.
I'm going to watch. You could just put your back to the TV.
Yeah, no, whatever. It is what it is, but...
All right, I guess Barry. I guess Blandy's not going to shit live.
No, right? I'm holding. Doesn't I'm holding like it in happening. Right now. But I'm.
I want some audio.
No, you don't want audio of that.
It's just like sounds like water hitting water, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it
but
would.
But it's
sound
different
like.
When I know
it
it's your water.
It would probably
so.
Sound like. Let's see. No, that's not good enough.
Right, shouldn't he bring his phone in there? And
for what?
Do an audio record.
You do not want
for the next.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants that.
Honestly, you want to know what it sounds like? Turn on your faucet. That's what it'll sound like.
All right, guys. Until next time. Good luck, Blandy, tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yep.
I'm hoping it's a nice, clean colon.
Hopefully, it's nice, clean in both directions.
Yeah.
Do they literally do it at the same time?
I don't believe so. No. I think they'll do one and then the other.
So hopefully, if Barry hopefully had like they use a different people camera. In the room, you're going to have like 10 people in the room. Hopefully they use a different camera. Or hopefully they do the throat first.
Yeah, I would. I'm going to assume it's two different cameras. I'm going to assume. But you never know.
You should ask, before you go under, you should ask if they're doing it at the same time. You should know.
Yeah, because that...
Oh, imagine the that. Double like, penetration?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know Blandy loves that.
That's not pleasant.
All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard...
Knicks.
Life.
69-420.
It's a
hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.